Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, Florida State Seminoles at Louisville Cardinals, Friday night game preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State. And you're listening to SGPN, Let It Ride.
Yes, 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 woo-hoo! Welcome! Welcome to the College Football Experience, Florida State Seminoles at Louisville Cardinals, Friday night game preview edition. My name is Kobe Swinging Database Dad, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Oh, yes! Three college football games going on Friday. Yes, I'm including the Merrimack Harvard game. Check that one out as well. We got three of them. We got three barn burners, but this one is the best game of the day. I mean, I don't know. I love Air Force Wyoming, the rivalry there. They've been playing since like fucking 1950. And to tell you the truth, Florida State Louisville, they first met in the 1950s, but they hadn't been playing every year. But this is a fun one. It is a really fun one. And it's, I think, one of the harder games to handicap coming into week three college football when I look at the whole slate. But boy, this one, major implications, because Louisville opened the season with a ACC loss in that filthy Carrier Dome to the Syracuse Orangemen. And if they're going to be contending, which I think right now, I think the whole ACC is saying, wait, Clemson's offense ain't moving like we thought. Perhaps maybe it would be improved. And I know Clemson's defense is still good, but there is fucking blood in the water. And if you watch that NC State East Carolina game, you say, hey, they don't look very good to me. So there is full on blood in the water. If those are the top two favorites to win the ACC, it's shipped over to the Coastal. And the Coastal, you're saying, well, Pitt looking a little vulnerable to me. Miami didn't look great last week. So I think there's room. If you're a Wake Forest fan, if you're a Syracuse fan, if you're a Florida State fan, if you're a Louisville fan, if you're a Duke fan, if you're a North Carolina fan, obviously they're 3-0, they should be ranked, but this is the ACC and it's wide open. I like, it's funny. I know we were on the show Wednesday, the pickup show, and people say now Florida State can win the ACC. And you know, some people laugh that off. Why not? Why not? I think they get Clemson in Tallahassee, you know, and I'm a guy that took the under on Florida State. I'm a guy who took the under, but I'll be honest. if they play like I saw them play in the, you know, that stupid, you know, New Orleans Superdome game. I mean, that was a fun game, but I'm just saying it sucked that it was at the dome. It should have been in Baton Rouge, but they looked apart. I know they got every break, two block field goals, two fumbles on a punt return, but they still looked the part to me. They looked the best I have seen Florida State, minus maybe a couple of those North Carolina upsets with Norvell. So I think there is reason to believe. I know it's early in the year, but if you're a Florida State fan, I think they look better from a offense and defensive line position than I've seen in a while. And same with the wideout position. So I think there is optimism. And if you're Louisville, after that first week, I was on the over in Louisville. I was like, shit. You know, I was on the over with Syracuse too. So I was a bit, you know, perplexed. I was like, well, I got the over on Q's, but my Louisville looks like shit. But Louisville bounced back, huge win at the Moon Bounce in Orlando against UCF. And I was really impressed with their defense. I think they held UCF to 4 of 16 on third down, if memory serves me correct. Shut them out in the second half at their place. That was really impressive. I thought some of that was Gus Malzahn out coaching himself, but some of it was also Louisville dominating the line of scrimmage against UCF, which was pretty shocking to me. You know, I actually bet UCF minus the point, so I lost there, but either way, this matchup's fantastic. And if you look at the history of this thing, Louisville's had their number lately. Obviously Florida State hit some dark days for the past, really for like the past, what, 5 years, 6 years. I think five, they've had some tough times, especially with the Louisville Cardinals. You know, in Kentucky, you go back to 2017, they lost by 43 at the Shack, in Louisville. Then in 2018, they did find a way to get a dub, beat Louisville 28-24. That was Louisville being awful, though. That was a terrible year for Louisville. They almost still won that game. And then in 2020, Louisville won 48-16. So they have they have really, you know, gave it to them in their wins. Louisville has. So, but and then Louisville's really, they won four of the last six. Even the games in Tallahassee, 31-23 last year. You go back to 19, Florida State did win in Tallahassee 35-24, but then the one prior to that, Louisville won in Tallahassee. So four of the last six of these meetings have gone to Louisville. Can Mike Norvell get over the hump? He's 0-2 against Louisville in his tenure in Tallahassee. And that's one thing I want to talk about is the coaching edge. Satterfield's on the hot seat. Norvell's on the hot seat. I mean, I don't think Norvell's truly on the hot seat because they beat LSU, but I'm saying this season, coming into this season, there was questions with both coaches. Satterfield's done great on the recruiting trail recently. The NIL's probably going to play a huge part. Louisville's future's probably really bright with the NIL, and Florida State is a blue blood that has lost its luster and that needs to get back to being a blue blood. This is a lot of great drama in this matchup, and why I'm super excited to watch this game. I think this is one of the more exciting games for the whole weekend. Let's hop into it. Let's hop into it. But before I hop into it, let's get us paid. I want to tell you that the Florida State Louisville game preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet. Get a $100 free bet. Yes, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the Elias Sports Bureau. Yes, football fans, the NFL regular season's here. What a great game that was earlier. And as week two kicks off, you got to get ready to place your bets. You got to get ready to lock in your fantasy football team. And if you're going to do all that, you need to check out the Elias Game Plan app because they are the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL. And it really will give you a competitive advantage against anyone else. You know what I mean? So someone that's not using it. So Elias Game Plan is the only sports app, you know, from the most trusted name in sports stats. Yes, the Elias Sports Bureau, the official statisticians of all U.S. pro sports leagues, including the National Football League. People, what are you doing? So right now, NFL season's here. So don't wait. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. That's E L I A S. And right now, I have a special offer for when you subscribe. Get a 14-day free trial off a monthly subscription plan, but only if you use the promo code SGPN. Find the Elias Game Plan app in the App Store or Google Play Store today and use the promo code SGPN. We're also brought to you by Fubo TV. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with the NFL Red Zone Plus games in 4K at no extra charge. They got hundreds of different of channels of live sports and entertainment, and it's only just for a fraction of the price of cable. You can watch it on all your devices. You can never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the, they got the cloud-based DVR that comes with it. Plus no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV for free for 7 days, which will lead to 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by No House Advantage. Yes, No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic sports platform available today. You can play in pick'em contests versus other people for your shot at winning 250 grand in cash. I mean, that's right there, 250 grand in cash. That's incredible. I've always wanted to have a bag of 250 grand, you know? Watch so many of those fucking movies, you always see that, you say, "Man, I wish I could pull that off." All right? Here's your opportunity. All right? And download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for corrected picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every single day. You can also test your skills versus the house and win 20 times the amount of money you enter if you hit all your picks. Sign up now with the promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com. Or download the app to get a get the first deposit match up to $25. We're also brought to you by PromoGuide.us. Yes, if PromoGuide.us is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies and making consistent profits from sports betting. I got to say, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they are some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is probable to win, but they tell you more like where you'll get the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. So go to promoguide.us and check out their 100% track, transparent, and proven method for betting smarter. Once again, promoguide.us, you get consistency, and consistency gives you profit, people. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I know I do. And it is a game changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their brand new over under game. And this is fantastic. I hit on this last week. All right. You basically pick two or more players based on their stat projection. You select the over or the under. And if you win, you can win anywhere from 2 times to 20 times the amount of money you put in. So check it out. Right now on your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Once again, promo code SGP, sleeper.com/SGP, $100 match. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right. We are back, and I am very curious. I'm just super, super excited to watch this game because I just think there's so many great storylines. Start with the coaches. Norvell loses this. The schedule was really tough coming up. Could he end up fired? There's already speculation. There's hype. Deion Sanders of Florida State. But people think, and there's also hype that Norvell is the right guy for the job. Then you have Satterfield bringing in a big recruiting class. Is it him? Is it NIL? Remains to be seen. But if he has a great year this year, they're not going to fire him. If he wins 7-8 games, I don't think he'll be fired. But there's talk. Jeff Brohm, Louisville guy, the Brohm family, Louisville based. I mean, I made the argument Urban Meyer, Louisville, you know, after the loss to Syracuse, I was the one saying, man, they need to look at Urban Meyer. The shoe fits. Regardless, these coaches, someone's got to lose this game. And I think just the drama of that make this game absolutely fantastic. There's also the drama of what Florida State, are they battling back? Is that a flash in the pan that we just saw against LSU? Cause they almost blew that game. They had that game and they almost blew that game. But traditionally over the past couple of years, whether it was the Taggart era or whether it was Mike Norvell, even the last year with Jimbo, seems like they would find ways to lose games like that. Look at the Jacksonville State game last year. Maybe this is maybe it's a turning of the tide.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
I think one of the other great storylines is the development of Jordan Travis, who's looked really good thus far. I know it's Duquesne and LSU, and LSU's defense probably isn't as good as it traditionally will be because it was Brian Kelly's first game in his career at a neutral, somewhat of a neutral site. I know there's a lot of Florida State fans down there in New Orleans. Jordan Travis of this season, there's no arguing with currently what he's been able to put together. It's 31 of 48, 467 yards, completing 65% of his passes. 9.7 yards of completion. That's what I like to see. That's what I circle. Is he taking more shots down the field? Two touchdowns, zero interceptions. Circle the interceptions. Hasn't, you know, I know it's the Duquesne game, doesn't count, but didn't throw any picks in the LSU game. That's huge. He also has ran, you know, 42 yards in a score. And I think that's another thing. Both these quarterbacks have running capabilities, which will stress the fuck out of their defenses. Both of them, I believe. But the run game even looks a little better. I think they're deeper at the run game, especially, you know, watching that Duquesne game. I know it's Duquesne, and Duquesne went on to get smashed by Youngstown State. But I still thought, okay, they got a couple guys that are all right. It seems like they always have a couple guys that are right, even in the bad years. But you mix that with Travis, and to me, the wide receiver position, which to me is the one that I thought has suffered recently. I look and I see a Johnny Wilson, a Michael Pittman, Ontario Wilson, and I say, huh, I think this team's got some. Even the tight end Cameron McDonald, I think, is a stud. And I say, this team is better than what I was projecting. Better than what I was projecting. So, that's going to be something to monitor here. They've also been pretty solid. Ryan Fitzgerald in the kicking game. Defensively, they seem to be better on the defensive line in a while. I know Jared Verse, the big transfer coming in, has already got three sacks. That dude's a fucking animal. He's already saying Florida State is back. And then you have that angle of what? Greedy Vance, the corner, was at Louisville a season ago. And then you have what? Louisville's got a guy that in Jarvis Brownlee, it was a corner who was at Florida State a year ago. So some familiarity there. It's an opportunity. Brownlee had a pick already in this season. I think he's the only guy on Louisville with an interception. So there's that angle there. That should be fun to monitor. But then there's Louisville, got their ass kicked week one at Syracuse, and Syracuse looks like they're going to be a player this year. Love that Robert Anai hire. But Malik Cunningham is 30 of 51 so far, 353 yards, 59%, just 6.9 yards of completion, so about 7 yards, taking less shots downfield than, say, Travis. But I still wonder if the stats are diluted because you played Duquesne. Louisville has played two decent teams, Syracuse and UCF. Cunningham has yet to throw a touchdown this season, two interceptions. That's concerning. Going up against a Florida State defensive line that looks much improved, that's concerning. The run game, though, Cunningham is a beast. He had that 43-yard touchdown against UCF, and I do think he is flat out the way better runner out of the two quarterbacks. So I do think that element puts a little more stress on Florida State's defense. But Tyon Evans, the Tennessee transfer, 32 rushes, 164 yards so far this season, getting over 5 yards a carry. He's been a stud so far, and it'll be interesting to see if they try to milk him more. Because wide receiver wise, and this is a team that lost some guys in the portal, but Tyler Hudson's been playing pretty solid so far. You've still yet to see them really capitalize and you know, get the passing attack really working. We'll see if this could be the game. But the tight end Marshawn Ford, I'm convinced this guy's going to be in the NFL. I think he's a stud. I know he had a big drop in the UCF game. It'll be interesting to see how they use him. If there's an advantage that I see, well, both tight ends really for both these teams, but especially Ford, I think both tight ends could really present some big time matchup problems for both teams. So, that is one to circle. Who gets the better from there? And the kicking game's kind of similar. I would say Florida State has a slight edge in the kicking game. James Turner, they each kicker's what missed one. But Florida State's kicking, I think, has a slight edge. Defensively, though, it is interesting because I watched that game in the Carrier Dome, and I was really concerned with the future of Louisville football. But when I mean, what they adjusted to, you know, like I said, in that UCF game, you know, maybe it takes a little bit, you know, to get it going, but I was impressed. I was like legit really impressed in the second half. I actually would have bet a shit ton of money on
If you would have told me UCF would have been shut out in the second half, I would have bet a ton of money. So that was pretty. Can they continue that in this? And the, really the secondary, which I think a lot of people question coming into the season, has played decent for Louisville, with Kendrick Duncan, who's played really good at the safety spot. And then, like I said, Jarvis Brownlee getting in the mix, and Cottrell Clark is a very good cover man. So that should be interesting to watch, because the strength, I think, from a wide receiver standpoint, does give Florida State a little bit of an edge. The ground game, I think, is an edge to Louisville. Should be super interesting to watch. It's funny. We try to grade the coaching advantage. I mean, I guess I would say Satterfield, but I think it's pretty much a wash. I think a slight edge to Satterfield, maybe the slightest of an edge. I'm not sure, but you know, that's what makes this game is easily one of the best games, I think, of the weekend. And I wonder if they try to put a spy on Cunningham, and really limit, you know, he was the guy that really killed UCF with that big touchdown late in that game. Can they continue to do that? I don't know. Or can they continue not to do that, but can they, yeah, I guess to do that. Can Louisville continue to find ways on the ground? Because with the passing attack struggling a little bit, especially when the field gets shorter, it will be interesting to see what will happen there. I'm going to talk over under. I'm going to talk spread, make our pick for the game. I know right now we got a lot of ads, so I apologize in advance, but I got to get us paid one more time, folks. I want to tell you, the College Football Experience is brought to you by Run Your Pool. Yes, this is a brand new, introducing Run Your Pool's VIP, a brand new subscription service from Run Your Pool that helps you get an extra edge against the books, plus exclusive access to real money pools. I mean, $5,000 entry to you can win $5,000 week one pool, week two pool. There's even a season long one. They're giving away $100K. Come on, get in now. Use the promo code SGPN VIP at runyourpool.com/VIP and get 50% off your first order. I'm sorry, your first order, your first month of Run Your Pool VIP. Once again, that's SGPN VIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. OddsTrader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sportsbook to assure that you get the best deal possible. It also has a bet tracker, so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity, which I love. So go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. We're also brought to you by Sling TV. Yes, it's college football season, which means you need the unbeatable coverage of Sling TV starting at $35 a month. Sling has all the biggest games on the biggest channels like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox, and the Big Ten Network, all for the best price. You can stream it on any device, record up to 50 hours with included DVR space. You can pause or change your service at any time. Check out sling.com for special offers. Sling, the live TV you love for a price you'll love. Try us today. All right, we're back. And you're probably wondering, hey man, these ads are more than the fucking actual content. It's a good time to be, I mean, it's September. This is our money. It's our money months. All right, our power months, but gotta key in on what I think will happen in this game. I mean, right now the spread, let me just double check to see if this thing has moved at all or not. I am seeing it right now. Florida State is laying 3 on the road. And this line has kind of bounced all around. Kind of has bounced all around. Laying 3 on the road right now over at WinBet. And I'm trying to double check. This thing opened at, it opened at Florida State -2.5. I'm sorry. No. It opened at Louisville -2.5. So you've seen the college football. Everyone's scrambling. What the hell are they betting on? I'll tell you this. It seems like everyone I've talked to, everyone I've, you know, from, if you listen to our pick show Wednesday night, NC Nick, Patty C, heavy on Florida State. Ran into some other guys, heavy on Florida State. And I don't know that we can really. I get it. They look good against LSU. They also had a bye week, which is something I guess that we shouldn't undersell, but that can go either way. You beat LSU, you're enjoying that win, and you're thinking, hey, we're the shit. And now you go to your first real road test. Cause that was, even though that was at the Superdome in New Orleans, which you would think LSU had an edge. Florida State fans showed up for that when they represented the Seminoles well down there in New Orleans. But overall, I think I'd be concerned. Another thing is this: I want to pull this up too. Mike Norvell is 2-7 on the road at Florida State in his 2 years there. So, and he's never beaten a team with a winning record, like a team that was a winning team on the road. Do we think Louisville will be a winning team when it's all said and done? I kind of do. I was impressed with what happened last week. They're at a conference schedule though. Is challenging to a certain extent, but that's concerning for me. And I think the fact that everyone is on Florida State, I'm getting a field goal at home. Give me Louisville. And I say sprinkle some on the money line. We're getting +120 right now. Sprinkle some on the money line. That over under sitting at 57. The over under at 57. I do lean over. I think there might be some scoring in this game. But another thing is, who's the more experienced quarterback here? I know Travis is getting better, and I really think he is getting better. But Malik Cunningham, he's been there a long time. He's at home. Is their first home game. They already played back to back away games. They split and went 1-1. If they take care of business at home, it sets up. This will be a gigantic win within ACC play that could potentially get you to the ACC championship. We don't know. It's open. Gigantic game. I think Louisville knows it. They can't afford a loss here. I like the over, and I like Louisville +3, but I also want to take a shot on Louisville on the money line. This game should be awesome. Let's go Cards. All right. And another thing is this thing affects my win total over. So yes. Okay. I came into it with like, okay, I thought Louisville would hit the over, Florida State would hit the under. Sure. But I actually really believe that I cannot base one game until I see, yes, Florida State looked the best I've seen Mike Norvell, except for what, maybe one of those North Carolina games, but can they consistently put it together? That's the question. And that's what we haven't seen out of Mike Norvell, but I'll say the offensive line, defensive line looked the best I've ever seen it. Cannot wait Friday night. This is awesome. I'm on the Cards. I'm on the over. Let's go, baby. This is the College Football Experience. Make sure you subscribe. Tell a friend. We do this shit year round, people. Even in February, we're talking Louisville, Florida State, or whatever, any college football action. So subscribe, tell a friend. We've been doing it for years. We handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We've been doing that for a long time. Yeah, I said college basketball. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. And that podcast, as we're already doing team previews, getting ready for that November 7th tip. Subscribe to both. Subscribe to the College Baseball Experience. We come together as one on YouTube. As the College Experience, youtube.com/the College Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend. Cannot wait for this matchup, folks. Give us a follow on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. If you can get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, we'd certainly appreciate it. That helps us get paid, people. Come on, takes a minute out of your day. What are you doing, bozos? So do that. And yeah, let's go. All right. Check out the Discord channel, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Hop in there. Tell me I'm an idiot. Tell me I'm a genius. Whatever. We're talking college football, any sport you can think of. All right. You're into bobsledding. I'm sure there's a channel for it for you there in there. So hop in there. It's a lot of fun. Also, you get a lot of great gambling content there. Some great edges in my opinion. So do that. And yeah, get the SGPN app. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Check out the NFL Gambling Podcast. Check out all this other great podcast. We got CFL. That season's going on. MLB. That's going on. All right, folks, I'm on the Louisville Cardinals. This game should be awesome regardless. This is the College Football Experience, Florida State at Louisville style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple.
The best looking man, the best dressed man. Long limousine, jet airplane, custom made clothes. And any woman in the world I want, just like that.
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! We'll be right back.
it's easy to see a tide turn.
Hippie Olympics. Doesn't matter who wins, because they're all losers.
Hey, what's up, babe?
They're begging us. Please have a party. Feed us drinks. Get us laid.
Ow! It's Division One football. It's the Big 12. It ain't either murals.
Well, I don't know. They're counting down 7, 6, 5.